You know, we were talking a little while ago about amazing the amount of bad publicity that Facebook is mm-hmm. getting. Mm-hmm. And as we found out, the price is $15 below the launch price of the IPO. And, you know, now there's a story that's making the rounds yesterday, and see if it grows legs today. There's a guy named Eric Jackson, who is a hedge fund fella. He runs this thing called Iron Fire Capital. That's not important. But he's on Bloomberg Television yesterday. And he says that Facebook will likely disappear in the next 8 to 10 years, that it won't be there anymore. I mean, wow. And his point, I just got finished watching the interview with him. I'm sorry, Chase, I didn't listen all the way through to your news. But he says that the next few years for social networks will be very difficult because everybody is moving to mobile.
Yeah.
And he said if you take the as he called them, the web ones, that would be your AOLs and your Yahoos and people like that, they were not able to get people to move along with them, or take them along, actually, as the people moved on. And this may, in fact, be the case with Facebook. Are you more likely to sit in front of a screen and watch Facebook than you are to do it on your mobile device? And again, you guys have to answer that, not me, because I don't use the product. But but it would seem like, I mean, that's not... It would seem like that's something that, from the few people I have seen use Facebook, they're sitting at their computer in their home or in their office, just slowly perusing different things just to see what's going on with people's lives. Basically, right?
Yeah.
And so are you, when you are out and about, going to sample that as often? And that's possibly what Eric Jackson is saying is...
Depends on your age.
Right. Yeah. And that's what he is saying, is that in 10 years... It won't be there. It'll go where Yahoo is now, and that will be the problem.
He said, Go ahead.
That's fine.
I don't go to Facebook that much on my mobile device. Right. I really don't. Occasionally I will, but very rarely. I do Twitter more on my mobile device.
His words: Facebook is a quote big fat website, and that's different from a mobile app. Twitter is something that you'll do on the go. My words now. Twitter is something that you tend to more do on the go than you would Facebook. So he says Facebook has a limited shelf life.
Twitter is a one-way conversation, too, if you choose to tweet. Otherwise, you know, Facebook, there's just a lot more that you can get caught up on, or caught up in, I guess I should say. Whereas, you know, Twitter is whatever someone has to say in 140 characters or less.
All right, Chase, got one for you. We're always trying to set the bar higher here, buddy.
Okay.
Netflix unlimited streaming plan, just about the best bargain any true movie fan could ask for.
How much is it going up?
Well, no. You won't find every flick that you want on Netflix. But
No. And I've said before, their movie selection actually leaves a lot to be desired. They're trying to improve it, but I can only imagine the licensing red tape that they have to try to go through.
Well, they got new movies, they got old standbys, whatever, to make the $8 a month worth it. Now, think about it. You watch a couple of movies a month, and, you know, you're paying a couple of bucks in. Now, do the math on this. What if you watch 252 Netflix streaming movies in a month?
That'd be pretty cheap.
Pretty cheap, yeah.
That is what New York comedian and filmmaker Mark Malkoff did. Between April 16 and May 15, total time spent watching, 404 and a quarter hours.
How many a month?
404 and a quarter hours.
200 and something movies?
Yep.
I mean, that's like 8 a day.
Came to 3.2 cents per flick.
Yeah, you know what? I'll stick with whatever I was doing.
Yeah, 252. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what I was doing, but I'll continue to do that instead, right? All right, get this. A 15-year-old visitor to Florida's Walt Disney World said she was forced to change out of her Tinkerbell costume because it was too authentic.
Wow.
April Spielman said she dressed as the Peter Pan character for her Sunday trip to the theme park to help make it memorable for her boyfriend. Again, she's 15.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Okay, Peter Pan. Right. Gotcha.
Second wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boyfriend had never been to the park before. Okay. She had no problem at the Hollywood Studios portion of the park, but April then said that she was stopped by security when she tried to enter the park's Animal Kingdom section. Said the security workers told her she closely resembled the costume Tinkerbell character who poses for pictures with visitors and signs autographs.
So it was copyright violation?
Infringement,
is
yeah.
that what it was?
I don't know. I'm just, she's 15, dressing like Tinkerbell.
And she did it. She's or Peter Pan.
No, Tinkerbell.
Oh, Tinkerbell,
yeah.
Okay.
Number two, dating a boy who's never
yeah.
been to Disney World. So, interesting.
Yeah.
Just interesting. And again, they don't want her to do that. All right. If you can't stomach the thought of guzzling down 8 glasses of water every single day, here's some good news for you. You're off the hook. A new editorial in the Australian Public Health Journal, latest to bust that widely repeated health myth that we need 64 ounces or 8 ounce glasses of water each day to stave off dehydration. Actually, we get enough fluids to keep our bodies adequately hydrated from the foods that we eat and the beverages we drink, even if they are ginormous sugar-filled drinks. Remember that. Oh, caffeinated sugar-filled drinks. Got the coffee, got the tea, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that 8 glasses a day, that whole recommendation thing, really is not any longer the recommendation. Not a bad idea to consume 64 ounces of fluid a day, but that is not a scientifically proven idea.
So what is the...
Adults should ingest... See, and then they go do this. Don't they know that we're U.S. Americans are going to read this? They tell us that we needed to drink 2.5 liters of water a day. Nobody knows what the hell a liter is, except that's the big bottles of Coke. Oh, that's a 2-liter bottle. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put a gun to somebody's head, it was in some sort of a tank, an aquarium, they wouldn't be able to look at it and know it's 2.5 liters. That's crazy. Don't they know we're Americans?
That's right.
We don't have to know that.
I'm not going to follow your requirements until you convert.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Who do they think they're talking? Well, again, it's from Australia, but still, they just need to know who we are. We got our own way of doing things, and just because there are rules in other parts of the world, it doesn't mean that it applies to us, because we're U.S. Americans, after all. You know what I mean? It just that's who we are. Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map.
Huh.
Why do you think this is?
Yeah.
Why?
Do I have a map?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and Iraq, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Uh-huh.
So we will be able to build up our future.
Yeah.
For our-
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Texas, a mighty state that's mighty hot. And it's mighty unbearable if your air conditioner is not working properly. Don't wait until it breaks. Head off the heat wave with Malik Service. Malik, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. They'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Call 776-2222 for your free diagnostic with recommended repairs. That's 776-2222 or click MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
For almost 30 years, Bottom Line Bookkeeping has been here for you. Hi, this is Debbie, thanking you for nearly 3 decades of business, friendship, and support. We are truly thankful that you've chosen Bottom Line for your bookkeeping and tax preparation. And for a short period of time, we are accepting new businesses and individuals who need help with bookkeeping, payroll, and tax services. Call 691-2345 for more information. And remember to vote again this year for Bottom Line Bookkeeping for Best of the Brazos. At Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
Hey, it's 848 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, rescuers forced to dig through landfill waste for a still-transmitting emergency beacon that was thrown out in the trash. Rescue Coordinating Center said on Monday they'd gotten a call after aircraft started picking up a signal from an emergency beacon that was in a landfill near the airport. Oops. Officers called the registered owner of the beacon, who told him he'd thrown it out after he bought a newer model. Excuse me, you're supposed to unplug it, sir. Two police search and rescue squads had to go through, along with volunteers, had to go through the very unpleasant and stinky job of sifting through the garbage so they could find it and turn it off.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know how to turn it off.
Once again. Wasn't here. It was in New Zealand. So it was, you know how these Kiwis can be.
Oh, yeah.
So now, as mentioned.
And they love being called that.
I know
the Kiwis.
Yeah, yeah, the Kiwis. Yeah,
that's a shoe polish I used to use.
And nice. A fruit.
It's mm-hmm. a fruit.
That's
it
right.
It's a little
and
green
a bird.
Fruit. Yeah. Yeah. And, the bird's dead, right? That's extinct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is but it? I guess it's still mm-hmm. called that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kiwis. Okay, so. As we mentioned, 79 years ago today, the first drive-in movie theater opened. That's 1933 in Pennsauken, New Jersey. Not Weehawken, Pennsauken, where a Zinman's Furs is located, by the way, now. Richard Hollingshead of Riverton, New Jersey, opened the theater, and Hollingshead's nephew, that would be Wick Hollingshead.
Oh, that's a great name.
It is.
Yeah.
Tells the Philadelphia Inquirer that the original idea, he said, may have come about from his grandmama Donna. Donna was a large woman.
Oh.
Who disliked the cramped movie theater seats. Once again, Donna, I know, it was the seats' fault that was
right.
uncomfortable. Yeah. She remarked that one day she wished she could park her car in a movie theater. And so there you go. That's how we got it.
So the idea of the drive-in was birthed because Mama was too fat and lazy to get out of the car but still wanted to watch the picture
show. Yes, sir.
Show.
That's right. So she took
okay, her, just want to make sure I got
she,
that.
She took her big honking vehicle right out there, and they parked it right there. At their height, there were 4,063 drive-in theaters in 1958. Today, about 400 of them left in U.S. America. On that first night, the world's first automobile movie theater ran a flick called Wives Beware. Wives Beware. Since then, drive-ins had a difficult time finding first-run movies to show. Yeah. Shankweiler's near Allentown, Pennsylvania, opened in 1934. It is the second oldest theater and still shows flicks, making it the longest continually operating theater.
That's in Pennsylvania?
It is. I don't know where the closest drive-in theater is. If only there were a way that we could find that out. Of course, here...
Yeah.
We had the Circle Drive-In Theater, which
we did.
No longer exists. It's kind of where the Hurricane Harry's is, that general area back a little bit.
Where there was
that.
Actually a traffic circle at one time.
There was. There
and
was
I guess if they had to do it all over again, they'd probably put another traffic circle.
That'd
there.
Be awesome. Now, oh, can you imagine after a football game?
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine before the football game?
Big
can you
imagine Parliament.
2 o'clock in the morning? Ah, oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Our little Piccadilly right there.
Oh. Drive-in theater Texas.
So we got that. Then we had the Skyway Drive-In Theater, which was in a couple of different places. And finished up, it was on East 29th Street. It's also, originally, it was where the McDonald's is on Villa Maria.
Yeah.
That was where the screen was at the Skyway when we moved here. And then they moved it over on East 29th Street, kind of where the Blinn campus is right now. And the Shulmans, that's who owned the movie theaters here, the Shulmans made indoor theaters after that. They had the Manor East Theater that they did where Skyway had been there. And then over on 29th Street, of course, they had a movie theater over there. What'd you find?
I was thinking there was one in Houston, but I've got Granbury, Gatesville.
Gatesville, really?
Oh, yeah. It's called The Last Drive-In Picture Show.
I see one listed in Houston, but it has a label on it that says dark now, so I guess that means it's closed.
So, of course, you can go out.
It's called Zocalo.
On 290,
uh-huh.
You know, right there south of, between Brenham and Chapel Hill or a little bit farther, that there's a screen. There's
yeah.
a screen
yeah.
right there.
So if you take your projector, you could start one.
Absolutely.
I suppose,
absolutely.
Right?
Go out there and show some home movies.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd make
that.
A ton of money.
Yeah, just do that. I got this story here. I'm going to
save it. There's one in San Antonio.
Is there?
Yeah.
I got this story here. I'm going to save it till tomorrow. Just this is simply for Tom's Crawl.
My crawl?
It is. It's
usually we don't mess with Tom's crawl.
We don't. Yeah.
I know. Good. I'm glad to get my crawl into the mix here.
You'll get to defend golf. Is it a sport or not?
So. Of course it is.
He's already starting, Scott.
There you go.
I said we'd do it tomorrow.
Hello.
Guys, there's one in Hockley.
That's, and I had that on there.
Showboat. Showboat.
And I've got it here. As soon as she said that, I was looking at it.
Yes, we've been. It's awesome.
It's
very family.
What was the last time you were there?
Last year.
How are the skeeters?
You take spray.
All right. Yes, I understand. I'm just asking. Okay, thanks. Well, remember we talked about that not that long ago, that pick thing. We would actually light something that would bring smoke into your car. I mean, how great was that? Hello?
Yeah, they still have a screen standing in Brenham.
Yeah, right.
Right there on 290, there's a screen.
Yeah, right there between Chapel Hill and Brenham. So did you look up the showboat?
Yeah,
what's showing at the
they
showboat?
They got a great little website.
Yeah.
Problem. Yeah, they do. Problem is that they don't start. What time do the movies start? In June? Thing doesn't start till 9 o'clock.
2:30 p.m.
Huh?
2:30 p.m. I'm kidding. I don't.
Adults are $6. Kids are $4. Babies free.
What's showing?
Cash only.
That's good.
I know you want to see what's showing here.
Well, look that up,
they're
and I'll
open
be back
5 days
to you.
A week. Okay.
Brenham National Bank's Customer Appreciation Day in College Station will be Friday, June 15th. And we want all of our customers to have lunch with us. We will be serving hot dogs and sausage dogs at our College Station branch from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Come by, enjoy the food, fellowship, and register for prizes. Remember, come for lunch Friday, June 15th from 11 till 2 at our College Station branch. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Hi, I'm Debbie Davis, and I usually talk to you about money and financing and mortgages here on WTAW every Sunday. Now I'll be able to talk to you as well on ABC 40 News at 10. Yes, I'm bringing all the great guests that I have on the radio to the 10 p.m. news so you can learn more about finances, real estate, and law from local professionals. You can also log on to abc40.com to see all of the interviews at once. We'll be adding new information and guests all the time. ABC 40 is also the home of my new TV show, Lifestyles Brazos Valley, where each and every week I show you a variety of homes for sale in every price range and neighborhood. We will also have shows about events and lifestyle topics from businesses right here in town. We want to be the show you turn to each and every Saturday from 11 to 12. So tape it, TiVo it, or watch it live, and you're going to see the Brazos Valley in a whole new way. Homes, landscaping, pools, special events, and interesting people. ABC 40, WTAW, and Debbie Davis. Learning about the Brazos Valley just got easier.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Homestead Senior Care is proud to celebrate our 10th year of service to seniors here in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, and I want to thank you for trusting us to help your loved ones remain in their homes as they age. Our ongoing commitment to high-quality support now features a new Alzheimer's care training program. It's designed to help our caregivers and client families cope with the changes brought on by this disease. As we begin our next decade of service, I invite you to call 268-6880 and learn why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's see almost what, done. What'd you find?
See what? Yeah, they got two screens, and they got double features on each screen.
Uh-huh.
They got that Snow White and the Huntsman and Battleship on one, and Men in Black 3, and What to Expect When Expecting.
So current movies. Wow.
Yeah, current movies. Yeah, double feature on each.
Show Observer points out that there's the Galaxy Drive-In Theater in Ennis.
Ah, there you go. Beautiful Ennis up there on the interstate. All right.
There you go.
on this date in history.
I love this part.
U.S. American President Andrew Jackson, first president to ride in a train, 1833. Hmm. The NBA was formed in New York City in 1946 on this date. And in 1969, the first internet connection was created. Da-da-da-da. All right, that's it. You got a,
there you go.
You got a minute and 15 seconds. Talk
slow. I'll talk slow. Scott Willis has been arrested. Police say that they caught her, Scout Willis, excuse me, it's the daughter. Yeah.
I thought you were saying Scott.
I didn't say Scott.
Willis, as in from Different Strokes, yeah, had been arrested.
What you talking about? This is Demi Moore and Bruce's daughter.
Yeah.
So she's 20, not old enough to drink, it says here. Jerry O'Connell will play Herman Munster in NBC's reimagining of the 60s TV series.